Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh my goodness, it is amazing. You know, within the first day that I started taking the three capsules, I felt a difference in my energy level. I've never had anything hit me that quickly. I take a walk every day because I have enough energy now to take a walk. And I ran into a neighbor. She was asking me, "What in the world have you been doing? You look wonderful. You're losing weight and you look great and your color is just wonderful." And I said, "It's this product." And I told her all about it. So it's an amazing product, and God bless you for coming up with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected.
Oh, love it. 1974. Our ice age is on its way. Geez, in my entire life, I don't think I ever... Nope. Didn't experience an ice age. That was pretty close. That clip was done pretty close to my birth. Anyway, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, and glad to be back, I should say, live today. I have Melissa with me. I have Susan with me. Melissa in this hour, Susan in the next hour. Always a lot of fun to have these ladies. And we have so much to talk about: food supply, solar minima. I'm just a huge amount of topics today to catch up on. Of course, Merrick Garland gathering bipartisan support today for AG. You know, just... Anyway, I don't even want to talk about Merrick Garland. He's just gross. Anyway, just kind of horrible. Can't wait to go after that conservative, you know, that domestic terrorist conservative. He cannot wait, even though they've now proven, absolutely 100% proven, that January 6th was no lethal threat, no armed insurrection. Give me a break. Anyway, I welcome Melissa to the show. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good.
And excellent.
Kate, you know what? It occurs to me that if it was really armed insurrection, it's kind of like COVID. If it was armed insurrection, they'd know it.
It's so true. Oh, let me get started on that one. Don't let me get started on that one. Yeah, a year in, everyone's still wearing a mask as if it's an airborne plague, but oh well. And of course, no lethal threat. We know that the fire extinguisher story is faked. That was a total lie. The cop was never hit with a fire extinguisher. They posed no threat. No one was armed. And so here we land. Now, we have so many other pressing stories because of the fact that the overall agenda, it looks like they'll probably achieve it, or they'll try to achieve it, I'm sure, over this next 4 years, if they're able, very quickly. And that is, Biden's got a $15 trillion plan to overhaul everything in the name of climate change. And I'm sure he's going to do it. But one of the things that's taking a hit is our food supply. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that and grand solar minimum. Now, we came in on the clip, Melissa, of the 1974, we're about to go into an ice age. We'll all be up popsicles by 1979. We have cycles, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
A good reminder.
Yeah, it is. The Earth is a cyclical thing, and our climate is a cyclical thing. If you go back far enough in history, the entire Earth was a frozen icicle. Everywhere.
Way back.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Way back. We're talking about way back in the way back machine. And then at other time periods, they're doing ice core samples and looking what's underneath the ice shelf in Antarctica. And lo and behold, they've discovered times when the Antarctic was tropical, mm-hmm. when the whole entire Earth was tropical. And then there's the ice age time. There's the Earth shifts and changes climates. What killed the dinosaurs? Undoubtedly, you know, they have frozen mammoths or mastodons or whatever they are from the frozen north with buttercups still in their mouth, right?
Right.
Nothing, you know, woolly mammoths don't live in that climate anymore because it's too cold there. But there was a time when it was different.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently people were time traveling with their internal combustion engines changing it, right?
Because sounds like it.
It's not possible to conceive of a scenario in which the Earth and its relationship to other celestial bodies in the solar system actually changes our climate.
Yeah.
So things like, and I'm going to keep saying this, we did, you and I did a whole lengthy discussion on the grand solar minimum,
mm-hmm.
and we will not go down quite as much detail as we did before, but just so that everybody understands, just like the moon affects our tidal, you know, ins mm-hmm. and outs of the tide, right? We all know that. We've been, people at sea have known that forever. But the sun also has an impact on the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun operates differently. What it does, there, the sun is emitting magnetic storms. And the sun, like the Earth, is also cyclical. There are times when the sun is having more solar activity, more solar storms than at other times. There are solar maximums where there's a lot of solar activity. There's solar minimums when there's very little solar activity. And that impacts the Earth's climate because during a solar minimum, the Earth tends to cool. And the climate shifts a little bit. This is not even debatable, really.
Right.
We, the people who are studying ice cores have got the mm-hmm. data. Mm-hmm. They know that this happens. And it happens with relative regularity. We are right now at the beginning of a solar minimum. It started in 2019, I believe, or 2020, right there at the mm-hmm. cusp. And we're seeing the bloom of a solar minimum. It's getting cooler climate-wise. So all this hysteria, the mental gymnastics that it takes to make, it's cold in Texas, it has to be global warming. Has to be.
Right.
Oh, it's super hot at the equator, it has to be global. Everything is global warming. But nobody ever says, except me, I say it everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold in Texas. We're in a solar minimum.
Right. Melissa, can we have any impact on the solar minimum in the way that the liberal progressive thinks we can?
Well,
or does it
Bill
just
Gates,
happen?
Mm-hmm. Bill Gates, who believes, I absolutely think Bill Gates has a messiah complex.
Yes.
He thinks he can change global climate by spraying either reflective particles or dust particles in the air. What they're trying to do is to simulate volcanic activity. Hmm. So, you know, when a big volcano erupts, Tambora or Krakatoa, mm-hmm. whatever, mm-hmm. and we get a lot of particulate matter in the air, the Earth cools a couple of degrees.
Right.
Right?
Right.
More than any global warming increase, actual volcanoes, which don't put carbon in the air, they put sulfur in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we all seem to continue to breathe. It's shockingly amazing how the Earth is so resilient that way.
I know. But I'm shocked all the time that we're still living and breathing.
Mm-hmm. In 1819, we had the year, they called it the year without a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was due to a volcanic eruption. And because the Earth cooled just a little,
mm-hmm.
they had killing frosts every single month of the year in North America.
Hmm.
Now, you want to talk about food supply?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about what would happen to our food supply with a killing frost every month of the year.
Okay.
That's a very scary thought. And by the way, solar minimums do not necessarily impact every place worldwide the same way, because climate is really complicated. Global climate is really difficult to assess and change and predict, because climate is impacted by all kinds of other variables,
mm-hmm.
you know, water and land mass and features on the surface of the earth and lots of things, as well as the relationship of that portion of the globe to the sun at that particular time.
Right.
But yeah, we're at the beginning of a global, of a, what's called a grand solar minimum. So we have cycles of solar minimum, solar maximum. They cycle through every so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then periodically we have what's called a grand solar minimum, which is a much bigger, longer lasting event. And the people that are watching the sun are saying, you know, we're in a grand solar minimum right now, which okay. means overall, mm-hmm. we're going to see cooling.
Right. I think AOC just went, oh, a little. She loves this idea that we can control all of this with taxation and regulation. She just gets so excited.
Well, because taxation always impacts climate.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. I always wonder, you know, what does all the money go towards? Nobody ever says. Interesting.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't really have a purpose.
It's really interesting. And people that are interested in this
mm-hmm.
should go out. The charts are out there on the internet. I pulled one up today. The most famous and perhaps best recorded in our history, you know, in recorded history, is a time period called the Little Ice Age that started towards the end of the Middle Ages. In fact,
mm-hmm.
well, anyway, it brought about lots of social change. The Little Ice Age did. It affected Northern Europe mostly, but it mm-hmm. also felt they had an impact in China as well.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to this. During the Little Ice Age, temperatures dropped by as much as 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. 3 degrees. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When they talk about, oh, we're going to, you know, global warming is happening. We're up 0.1 degree.
Right.
You know, the earth is going to flood. I hope you don't own any like coastal property because you're going to be under 20 feet of water because we're going to go up maybe mm-hmm. 1 degree. That would be a big overstatement. But during the Little Ice Age in Northern Europe, temperatures dropped 3 degrees,
right?
Almost 4 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to your plants that you can grow above ground? It changes your growing season.
Sure. Sure.
Changes everything.
We're always going to see that. In fact, they had one in, they had a little bit of one in the year 1250 and 1300 and 1550, 1650. I mean, nobody then could have controlled it either. We can't control it now. Yet it's being used for manipulation to be controlled.
It wasn't human caused either.
Nope.
Like, what were they doing in the Middle Ages?
Yes, you know? Exactly. That huge impact, all that, you know, even, population.
Even more than that, mm-hmm. if you look up something called the Younger Dryas,
mm-hmm.
which is like before recorded history, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking dinosaur times, right?
Right.
Biggest climate shift ever in the history of the earth, dinosaur times.
Yep, we'll be right back. More with Melissa Smith when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show live today. We'll be right back. We'll even take your calls,
888-673-1450. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
He said, I want to see you again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then?
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Melissa Smith on with me today. We're live and happy to be here. Make sure you go over to Balance of Nature. You know I'm going to talk about that supplement because it's my favorite. In fact, when I was doing my homework, that was the one that just led out head and shoulders above the rest. You should be taking a food supplement. I'm going to guess you're not getting enough zinc. Huge problem in our diet, guys. Enough fiber. You're not getting enough magnesium. You're not getting enough of all of the minerals and vitamins that come from fruits and veggies, you're probably not getting it. And you're probably not eating 31 of them a day, 31 fruits and vegetables. What they do is they take out the air and water and they leave you with the nutrients in capsule form. You can take 3 veggie capsules and 3 fruit capsules, and you can get all of those vitamins and minerals of 31 fruits and vegetables a day. You just can't beat it. This has got to be part of your diet and part of your grocery budget, to be frank. It really does. And also, get some ahead. Go to balanceofnature.com, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Do it. I'm serious. It's just the code Kate, K-A-T-E, my first name. And go to balanceofnature.com. You will love it. Melissa's back with me and playing Colder Weather by Zac Brown Band, one of my favorite bands. I love that you're talking about this because they are going to be nonstop talking about this endlessly. And we do have a caller, so we'll start out with a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Melissa and myself. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I had a question for Melissa regarding the climate warming that you guys were talking about.
Or the ice age? Uh-huh. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, the ice ages. So I was just thinking, with the Industrial Revolution and all the heat and the coal and the, just all the different pollutants that we were putting out, do we have a record or a track if that actually did anything?
Well, looking back in history, when I interviewed one of the premier scientists on this who passed away last year, he actually said no. He said it was basically not a dent. I mean, you could sue the companies for doing something like that. They didn't have to do overall measures for global warming, but it didn't make the dent, the overall dent. And I'll have to replay that interview this week or next because it was an awesome interview and he's awesome too. Okay. But thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Melissa, did you want to answer that?
Yeah, let me add this.
Okay.
That right now, in our warming period, this is not the warmest that civilization has been. You can go back to the Minoan, what's called the Minoan warm period. The Minoans are pre-Greeks.
Right.
And the earth was quite a bit warmer then.
So pre-industrial revolution is what you're saying.
Pre-industrial revolution. The Roman period was also warmer than we are right now. And notice you have the rise of great civilizations when the earth gets a little bit warmer. And it's very interesting. There is a correlation, however, between increasing cold temperatures as temperatures drop as the earth cycles downward. Civilizations fall. That might not be good news for us.
Yeah. You know, I think back to when we had the Indian tearing up at the lake and the commercials and the big, huge push in the late 60s after an oil spill that actually would have cleaned up on its own, by the way. And it did 5 years later. But the whole push in the late 60s and 70s for we're destroying our planet all of a sudden. And, you know, it's funny when you go back to that time, if you were to ask people during that time, hey, do you clean up after yourself at a park? And, hey, you know, are you pretty responsible? People would have said yes. I don't think we all of a sudden in the 60s just went, hey, let's trash the planet. But it's kind of amazing how the big pushes come and they try to tell you a story. But if you go back in history, you're not going to see that story from the people during that particular time to shore that story up with fact. I just find it kind of amazing.
Well, it's kind of fun. I remember the ad, and I was a little kid at the time, the Indian who's crying.
Yes.
And it made me seriously, you know what I took from that as a kid?
What's that?
Like, put my trash in the trash can.
And we did, though. I mean, that's most people went to a park or went to a you know, they went camping and they cleaned up after themselves. It wasn't like we were these total hooligans all over the United States and we just, you know, let it fly out of our windows. I mean, they act like people were completely irresponsible and then we cleaned them all up in the 70s. I mean, it's just so funny to me, the story.
I was born and raised in Ohio, and in the late 60s, the Cuyahoga River outside of Cleveland used to catch on fire from the chemicals and the oil and the junk in the water. There has been a significant attempt to clean that up.
Right.
And it has been cleaned up. I mean, I have kind of a stewardship mentality. We know that people in the past did things that were not optimal. They were not.
But it
really
didn't
great
represent
stewards.
The whole, right? I mean, they act like everyone was trashing everything. And that, to me, that wasn't the case. I look back at my very responsible parents, and they're very responsible parents. And I can tell you, just even in my family line, nobody would have acted like that. But they try to paint a picture that we were all just trashing it. And there were companies that were taking advantage, and they had chemicals, and suing those companies or whatever the case may be might have been the answer. Overall, total haul of climate change narrative to me was the exaggerated response.
Well, let me say this.
Sure.
I think then as now, individuals have always tried. I mean, I think individuals now are trying. I'm trying to be a decent person. Are you trying to be a decent person?
Yes, you know, and it goes back generations.
Yes, it does. But big business, big anything, big government is always a different creature.
Mm-hmm.
And they always operate with a different set of rules.
Yes.
And I think they did in the late 60s, and they do still today.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't cleaned it up that much.
Right. But I don't know that I don't. To me, I'm looking back in time and yeah, you'll have some abusers, but it doesn't mean the whole of everyone's an abuser. But it seems to be categorized that way for an agenda to crop up. Because when they did the EPA, they did it in basically 6 months with 10,000 employees. And they created this monster of a regulation arm. And all of a sudden, businesses, free enterprise, capitalism was being regulated, right? At the time, though, if a company was doing bad things, right, people could have gone after those companies. And those companies, we could have done that and had the same outcome. The overall regulation abuse that we have with capitalism just seems to be the exaggerated response to me. It was like an overhaul, you know?
Of any excuse for more government,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Always the same story.
Mm-hmm. Because you would have had this, you know, you would have had good outcomes had the companies, you know, had to have changed and stuff and not done what they were doing. But it didn't mean that they were all doing it. But anyway, back to the story that you were telling, because you were talking about the grand solar minimum and all the effects.
Well, here's another interesting fact. The Lancet, back in 2015, published a review, an abstract. I can only get to the abstract of a big international study. They studied 74 million deaths across 13 countries. Which is worse, hot weather or cold weather? Which yields more deaths? What do you suppose?
Okay.
Is it worse for it to be super hot, or is it worse for it to be super cold?
Do tell.
Well, the answer here, of their 74 million deaths that they studied, they found that about 7.7% of all deaths are caused by non-optimal temperature, meaning we have people like to live in an optimal temperature, and when it goes beyond that on either end, hot or cold, people begin to have problems. However, what they found that's really interesting is that extreme temperatures were only responsible for 1% of the deaths, and extreme cold was responsible for only 0.42% of the deaths. Everything else was caused. Oh, no, excuse me. Extreme hot was only caused 0.42% of the deaths. Extreme cold killed the others, the balance of that 7%. So cold is much worse for people than hot is. However, public health dollars are almost all spent on dealing with extreme heat. It's a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
Public health policies focus almost entirely on dealing with heat waves. We don't look at what just happened in Texas. Look at the way in which a major winter storm was kind of shrugged at. Oh, it'll be okay. They'll get through.
Right.
They'll figure it out. Because we don't really take that cold weather seriously. And it should have been taken much more seriously by everybody involved, utility companies and the people. I'm not blaming the people of Texas, but people, decision makers in Texas needed, they just weren't keyed in on it because it was so such an anomaly.
Sure.
So, you know what? We all need to be taking cold weather much more seriously. We had about a week and a half here where I am in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had several days where it was like 13 degrees was the high temperature. And when you got wind chill on top of that, it was brutally cold. And we had 10 to 12 inches of snow on the ground for a solid week.
Okay.
So that's dangerous stuff. People die in those circumstances, especially the most vulnerable. We have to care for the most vulnerable. COVID, you know, care for the most vulnerable. But we're not doing anything to care for the most vulnerable during an intense cold snap. And I believe there's more to come. We're going to see the cold extend farther into the spring. We've commented at my house, we've had cooler summers lately. But that doesn't mean, I think what we're going to see in a solar minimum situation, you have both of that. Is it global warming? Is it global cooling? Well, it's global extremes become amplified in a solar minimum. So some places are going to get a lot hotter.
Right.
Some places are going to get a lot colder. Some places are going to have a lot more violent weather. It's going to be unpredictable everywhere. And those cycles tend to shake up the roots of all of our social systems, too. That's why civilizations come and go.
So
during,
true.
During the little ice age, fun fact here, that's the witch persecution.
Yep.
In Europe, like crazy. My goodness.
Well, one of the things that spawned that was people would go to the clergy and they would say, you know, why are we getting this cold weather? And when the clergy couldn't pray it away, there seemed to be a problem. The people didn't like that. They didn't like that the clergy could not, you know, explain that or do something to that. Then all of a sudden we had all of the people focused on who's a witch and who's not a witch. It was very, very bizarre the way that those events, I did a show on that, the way that the events came out. It was kind of strange. Well, anyway.
The middle of the Middle Ages, the middle of medieval time was a warming period. And then it kind of climaxed and then the temperatures began to decrease. And as temperatures began to decrease and food shortages became more and more common as the number of growing days shortened in Europe, more and more people were having, it was a food crisis.
Right.
And that food crisis was coupled then with the coming of the Black Plague.
Yes, yes. In fact, we'll resume right there when we come back. 888-673-1450. You can call up or live today. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
She called me in and took control. She was tired, but her mind was breaking. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. But like a picture, she was laying there.
I just thought I'd bring us back to that era, that wonderful 70s era. Oh, Chevy Van. Remember that song, Sammy Johns? Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I have Melissa on with me. In fact, you were just talking about Black Plague, Melissa, but you can go to katedalyradio.com. We are live today. You can go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast. I'll turn yesterday's rerun and the day before into podcasts for you if you want to re-listen to those shows. And I'm just grateful to have Melissa on with me today. We did a prior show about the grand solar minimum, and we've done so many shows on the fact that, like I said, have you ever been a victim of climate change? Because they tell us every 10 years you should have been in the last 60 years, and so far, none of you have been an actual victim of climate change, only a proposed victim in the future of climate change. And that's kind of how you know that they are teetering on the lie, that they have told the lie, and that this is their new game to extract money and regulations and control, is climate change, because hence the name. They had to keep changing the name. First, we were going to freeze, then it was going to become too hot, and we were going to be fried eggs on the sidewalk, and now it's back to, I don't even know what it's back to. What are they claiming now? Just change in general?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Climate change. It's yeah. Not global warming anymore.
Yeah.
But the thing that I think nobody takes seriously enough is that climate, which has natural roots,
right,
is connected to the food supply and agriculture, which is connected to disease, which is connected to social stability.
Yep.
Those things are all connected. So when they're talking about, and I think there are things we should be doing about climate change, but I don't think increasing my taxes is the thing.
No,
I think that's just throwing good money at
Well,
that.
And cow farts and plastic straws did not bring about the mini ice age in the 1600s and 1300s.
No.
So it's so ridiculous.
Maybe those dinosaurs were a lot gassier than we thought.
Oh my gosh.
Yikes.
I laugh every time people think that their little tiny measure is going to amount to anything. Like Dan Pena, the billionaire, says, it's a fart in the wind. It really is. I mean, it makes zero difference when you come right down to it. But people have grown to take the media narrative, and like, you know, we've said this over and over again too. AOC, one of the biggest persons for climate change narrative, was picked from 10,000 applicants to become congressperson. They backed her into the position. This is all smoke and mirrors, the whole thing. And this is their hill to die on.
Yeah, well, it's the wrong hill. It might be the right battle, but they're not even in the right country.
Right.
You know, seriously. And I'm going to say it again. We need to understand and really hear and embrace that climate is connected to food, that's connected to disease and our health. And the very thing, so climate change, it is so absurd to say, oh, well, we're going to spray. Bill Gates' plan right now, and he's got Harvard scientists backing him on it, is to spray our atmosphere with reflective particles, chemtrails, that will help dim the sun. Now, I don't know. Let's talk about that again. Climate affects our food supply. Now, at the same time, we have Bill Gates saying the next decade is going to be my decade of agriculture. And he's trying to dominate that. Monsanto and all of these people, it's going to become dangerous to grow a garden, because where did those seeds come from? We can't have people growing just any old seeds out there. Well, we should be telling everybody to grow whatever you can, because we need to have a stable food supply. When climate shifts, if we are completely dependent on industrial agriculture, we're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
So here's what we should be looking at seed banks. We should be looking at innovative ways and empowering individuals. You know, I'm looking at, you know, self-sustaining property, and what can I do to be more self-reliant on my little piece of property?
Yeah.
But the government right now wants you to be dependent on them for all your food.
Right.
Well, let's see what just happened in Texas and in the Great Plains. It didn't affect just Texas, by the way. The big cold snap affected the entire middle of the country. I live in far northern Indiana, and we had 12 inches of snow here all the way down into Texas. They didn't have that much snow, but it was unusually cold for Texas. That whole everything between me and them, that's where we grow wheat. And they are estimating right now about 45% of the wheat, hard red winter wheat crop, is going to be impacted by this giant cold.
Yeah.
So, and it's not just here. Other countries. Now, here's what other countries are doing. People that have sense. Argentina, for example, is saying, you know, we're having some struggles with our wheat crop.
Mm-hmm.
We want to protect our own people. We're going to begin to put caps on how much we're willing to sell on the world market.
Right.
So that means if the United States finds, if we find ourselves in a position where we don't have enough wheat or whatever it may be, corn or name the product, are the markets are going to be tight. China right now has been buying in excess. We talked a long time ago about China, and they had terrible flooding. And I knew, I predicted a long time ago that they were going to be out on the market buying commodities, you know, agricultural products.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been, but they haven't bought what they've lost. They've bought double what they lost. Why are they doing that?
Good question.
Does the story Joseph in Egypt ring any bells? People, some of these countries are
sure.
saying, you know what? We are seeing patterns here that might not be good. We need to take care of our people. I don't think Joe Biden can even think that thought,
no.
let alone act on it.
No. And the professor that I had the interview with that talked about all this in great detail, he was best friends with Albert Einstein, actually. And Freeman Dyson was a Jason scientist. He died last February. And he was still with Princeton in his 90s. But he actually came out and started telling the truth about the global warming idiocy of Al Gore back in 2005. And then Washington Post named him a heretic. And said he was nuts because he did not go along with climate change. And if anyone wants to do research on Freeman Dyson, you can see what he wrote about this because he was a scientist that called bull on the whole movement of climate change. He said, absolutely not. They are demonizing the wrong things. This is absolutely ridiculous. They are demonizing CO2 emissions. This is just stupid. And when he came out and said that, as the head of the climate change gurus, because that's what he had been on for several decades, and he just called bull on the whole thing, then they called him a heretic. So I just wanted people to know that. If you want to do some research, Freeman Dyson also is really good when discussing this topic as well.
Well, you know, the Inquisition has always been good at labeling people as heretics.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And we are living in inquisitorial times. You know,
he nailed it.
We're in a spot right now where you can't challenge the orthodoxy or you're going to be labeled,
mm-hmm.
you know, a heretic.
Yeah.
What is it? Monty Python always says, you know, you never expect the Spanish Inquisition. Well, we've got it now.
It's so true.
And seriously, this is some serious stuff. If Bill Gates were to have success, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure that he will, but this is nuts for one thing.
Right.
For him to presume that he can know what is best for the entire planet is ridiculous and absurd anyway.
Well, yeah.
But
and
if he was,
mm-hmm, go ahead.
If he is successful at this
mm-hmm.
and he is able to drop the temperature on the whole planet by 2 or 3 degrees,
mm-hmm.
that's going to have significant impact on food. We may see the return of like the glacial ice age, like ice age.
Well, it's funny because, you know, looking back, you know, none of the things that people think pollution or the industrial age causes so much to happen with the cycles, but they didn't cause anything with the cycles in all of these different times that we're talking about. So why do people think that that has as much impact as it has now? And that's because the propaganda has been so good. They're so good
right.
at this propaganda that they have people believing that that is what causes the cyclical nature of things.
Well,
it can't.
Seriously, who wants to look at the correlation between the rise of the Roman Empire and climate cycles? Oh my gosh. I can't even get anybody
right?
to talk to me about like the Romans period.
I know. It's so true.
We have a whole, our whole country is full of people mm-hmm. who say, oh my gosh, history is so like, oh, it makes my head hurt. But nobody's looking at demographic studies.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's looking at climate cycles. I think that stuff is fascinating.
Well, it's fascinating because it tells the tale, and we obviously couldn't have had an effect on that with plastic straws and bags. Pollution couldn't have had an effect on that happening. I mean, we are conditioned. We're conditioned to think something. And right now, in the last 60 years, we've been conditioned to think that every single thing we do is causing something. But it's the causation of cycles. But these cycles have been happening for so long. How could we be? But that is such an obvious truth. How could we? And people, it's really hard to look at the obvious. Same with COVID. It's hard to look at the obvious. People are not dying in a plague around you. It's hard to look at the obvious when the propaganda is this good. They're so good at it. It's just frustrating.
It's just repeated and repeated repeated. You can't go anywhere. Yeah. Anywhere. There is no alternative voice speaking about any of it.
We want to think that A, we're in control, we have a God complex, and B, that every single thing we do, is going to cause something. And we also like to blame. So if there can be some blame somewhere, then oh my gosh, let's blame those awful people out there that are causing all of this to happen. Causing what? Cyclical things to happen that are going to happen regardless. I mean, this is where propaganda reigns, is when you can convince people of something like this, even though you know it's going to come. If they could convince people that we literally could stop the sun from rising tomorrow, they would think so. They would think that they had an impact on that.
Well, the thing that I'm sad about, when my son read Frankenstein, mm-hmm. I had never read the book. And I decided to read it in parallel with him and was astonished at Mary Shelley's brilliant insights into the hubris of humankind to think mm-hmm. that we could presume to stand in God's shoes. And I was really, truly, this is why we have people who can't think anymore, because my son's English teacher presented Frankenstein as a great novel about feminism.
Right.
And I was like, no, it's about science and people who think that they can be God, and the mess that we make when we do think that. That's what Frankenstein is about. It's a powerful story, and it needs to be revisited right now. We are not God. We do not know how to control planetary climate, for goodness sake.
Right.
But I think, just like at the Tower of Babel, unintended consequences are likely to befall mm-hmm. us all. We can see in times of great warming, we see great societal progress. At times of global cooling, we see great societal unrest. Mm-hmm. And we are entering into a cooling period. I think it's going to be a bumpy ride for a while.
And it could be. And you know what? We should expect the cycles to happen. And we should always, like you said, self-reliance is one thing. And if you have solar for self-reliance, great. If you have solar items for self-reliance, great. If you have a working farm in your backyard, great. These are the things that we need to do for self-reliance. But self-reliance is gotten caught up with this movement, this propagandized movement. So it's just so bizarre to me how the two have become one. And they're not.
Well,
they're just not,
because we've lost our common sense. Oh my goodness.
Hasn't that been evident this year? Goodness. Boy, it's so true, isn't it? We have lost our common sense. So
do what you can do. I have a great quote to kind of finish this with. When gardens
30 seconds.
Are outlawed, only criminals will have or grow food.
So true.
So
so true.
This year, grow
one of the
food.
One of the biggest investments you could make probably would be some farmland in a city, because you'll be able to parcel that out to people for top dollar to grow food when things go bad. All right, be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Susan. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Kate.
Really appreciate all her effort, and be right back with Melissa. We've got a host of different topics to talk about, and can't wait to have you join in. 888-673-1450. Be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.